Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure. As you know, as always, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to check that one out because it's the home, it's the flagship, basically. It's the original site, almost 10 years old, and it's where you can find the show and archives of the show, thousands of interviews that I've conducted over the years with all of our Brain Trust members. We've preserved them and have made them available to you in a very cool way. You can actually, in addition to streaming them, just listening, you can actually podcast them. You can download them. We'll allow you to do that and take fair use possession. And then we also have the articles, thousands of those, and of course hundreds of Brain Trust members, and they're all, everything there is arranged in categories of topics. So check that out, kind of like a library. Check that out. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. And of course, don't forget to check out AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base where you can find small business answers. Now, all of that available just for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I told you Gary Harps was going to be with us. We're having a little technical difficulty finding him, but I'm going to continue to march with you to talk about excellence. I promised you excellence, and we're going to talk about excellence. Because I have some things to say about that. You know, I do that quite a bit. You hear me saying the term, seek excellence. Always seek excellence, not perfection. I actually believe that trying to be perfect, trying to find something that's perfect, trying to find something that's a little more perfect than what you have could be one of the biggest enemies, maybe the biggest enemy, one of the biggest impediments to your success of anything that there is, because most of us fear failure on some level. We may fear it a little bit, and we may fear it a lot. If we fear it a little bit, that's okay. That's actually kind of good that we fear failure a little bit, because what that means is that we'll try a little bit harder. We'll make another phone call. We'll do a little bit more research. We'll look a little bit further. We'll dig a little bit deeper. We'll work an extra hour to get something right because we want to make sure that it succeeds. And so our quest for success is stronger than our fear of failure in that case. But sometimes the fear of failure can be too strong. And I fear what happens is the fear of failure causes us to let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and that we seek perfection and not excellence. And so I think that may be one of the most important things that for you to think about when you're, especially if you're starting a business, especially if you're growing, as you grow your business, as you hire employees, as you add products, As you branch out and add a branch to your business, as you develop marketing material, whatever it might be, whatever your activity is, this is not just about startups, ladies and gentlemen. This follows you all through your entrepreneurial career. This thing about excellence and perfection, this tension between excellence and perfection, this little war that's going on between those two, and the impact of fear on those. I think I really do believe that there's something there, that there's some that fear plays a part in that. Now it might be some of us are so compulsive and obsessive, I guess I should say, that we just have to make things perfect. Maybe there's an obsession there for perfection. But here's the thing you have to realize, folks. There is no such thing as perfection. It doesn't exist. That's right. There isn't. Just as you've heard me say that all projections are wrong. All projections that you and I create for business planning, for if we're doing modeling for the future to see where, you know, what kind of growth we think we can expect, and we're building some financial models, electronic spreadsheet models that way. Every one of those projections, even though they may be grounded in history, every one of those things are going to be wrong because we're not that good. We might be pretty good at modeling. We might be pretty good at budgeting. We might be pretty darn good at forecasting, but we're not perfect. It's just going to, all we can do is the best we can and make it as excellent as possible. Excellence is possible. Perfection is not. And so that's the reason why I want you to seek excellence and not perfection, and why I say to you, find what your excellence is. That's very important, I think, because, see, my excellence is different from your excellence. Remember, perfection is the same for both of us, right? But it doesn't really exist. But excellence can be different. My level of excellence, it can be much more extreme than yours. My level of excellence may be that, if we were running in a race, maybe excellence for me would be to run 5 miles. Maybe excellence for you would be to run 1 mile, or vice versa. Everyone has their own level of excellence, and they have to live with that performance. We all have to live with our own performance. And so that's the thing that I want you to think about. And here's the other thing about the difference between excellence and perfection. If you could actually achieve perfection, where would you go after that? What would be left to do after perfection? Wouldn't you just kind of have to hang it up? That's another reason why there is no such thing as perfection. But excellence, remember my example of the race, this running that we're doing. For me, 5 miles, let's say, or let's reverse that, because I don't think I could run 5 miles anymore. But let's say I'm going to run a mile, and you're going to run 5 miles. That's excellence for you. My 1 mile is excellence for me. But we both get into a little better shape. We both learn a little bit more about how to run more efficiently. We both start liking this more. Now, running excellence for you is 7 miles, and it's 2 miles for me. We can grow seeking excellence, ladies and gentlemen. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. More about excellence to come after these messages.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gather bees, the ding we search to no avail.
There's some Dan Fogelberg for you. Perhaps the most consummate artist I've ever heard. Incredible musician, great singer, and of course, always his own songs. Good stuff. That's from the Innocent Age album, by the way, which you can still get. It's a double album. I think I may have told you before, I wore out at least one, maybe two cassettes back in the early 80s with that album. It's a good one. We're talking about excellence, folks. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 23 after the hour. And I'm talking about the concept of seeking excellence, not perfection. I've been talking to you about that. I've been saying it for a long time, but I never have just stopped and said what that means. And in the previous segment, I was saying that I think that on the continuum of fear and the continuum of you know, seeking success, that you've got to learn how to balance those two. And a little bit of fear makes you seek excellence. Too much fear makes you seek perfection. Does that make sense? If you're too afraid of failure, if you're way too afraid of failure, you'll keep tinkering, you'll keep looking, you'll keep searching, you'll keep making excuses, looking for reasons not to pull the trigger, not to take action, not to take a step. When maybe you've already found excellence, just not perfection. Whereas a little bit of a fear of failure, a little bit of anxiety will cause you to do a good job, to seek the best information, the best answer, the best result that you can have. But remember, because excellence is always evolving and can grow, unlike perfection, which, as we say, it doesn't exist, but if it did, you'd be at the end. Would be nothing else to do. Excellence is evolving. Your excellence is changing. Think about it. How many times have you ever done something and when you started out, you said, how could anybody possibly do this? There's no way. How do these people who are already doing this, how do they do that? That's incredible. And then within a week or a month or a year, you realize that now you know how to do it, and you're able to do something you didn't think possible previously. Well, you've sought excellence. You've tried a little harder. You've accomplished some new things, and so your level of excellence has grown. It's evolved. So make sure that you don't let the fear of failure cause you to seek perfection, cause that to be an excuse to seek perfection, and cause you not to seek excellence, and worse, not take the action, not take the step, not start the business when it's time, not grow the business when it's time, not seek new customers when it's time. Now, I want to talk about one of the very important parts about seeking excellence is that you have to decide what's important to you. What is important in this, in whatever it is that you're doing now? Is it important that you get a loan from the bank? Is it important that you get this customer? Is it important that you grow your business into the next county or whatever? What is it that's important to you? What are the things that you need to do, that you want to do to accomplish your goals? Well, find out what it's going to take to make that happen and work toward that. Again, don't seek perfection, because you're not going to find it. Only seek the excellence. And so think about that. Make sure that you recognize that your goal is to get that customer, to get a loan from the bank. Work toward those things, and realize that at some point in time, if you're ever going to accomplish anything, if you're ever going to make anything happen, you have to be able to take the step to do it. You have to ask the customer to do business with you. You have to go in to get in front of the banker. You have to go and sign the lease on that new building. You have to negotiate with somebody to buy the land or to build a building. Whatever it is that you're working on. See, to me, excellence is not some broad, blanket that you throw over your whole world without any definition. Excellence is in every step that you take, every bit of your business, every task that you take. Excellence, seeking excellence, is there. And also the chance to not seek excellence, to try to seek perfection, and to fail, really. If you seek perfection, you will fail. So every step has this element of seeking excellence in it. And at some point in time, you have to take that step. You have to pull the trigger, as I say. You have to say, okay, I've learned as much as I can. I've done as much research as I can. It may not be perfect what I have right now. I may not know everything that I need to know, but the time has come. I have to do something. I have to take the step. And so you've got to get comfortable with the fact that even though it's not perfect, it's as good as I can make it right now, and I'm going to take the step. It's very important, folks. That's how you seek excellence and not perfection. Quick break. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back with our good friend Nell Merlino. She's the founder and the president of Count Me In. She knows more about women business owners than most of us will ever know. She's forgotten more than most of us will ever know. And she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 29 after. Whatever you do, don't go away.
See the dog and butterfly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.